जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो गोपी जन वैल्लभ गिरिधर धारी जयो गोपी जन वैल्लभ गिरिधर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो गोपी जन वैल्लभ गिरिधर धारी जयो गोपी जन वैल्लभ गिरिधर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय श्रीगोपाल 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 जय श्रीगोपाल जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमदाभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णवृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वित गदाधर शिवा श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्रेस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्रेस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते
भगवते वासुदेवाय नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 2 एंटाइटल्ड डिविनिटी एंड डिवाइन सर्विस वर्स नंबर 3।
यस्वानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् आध्यात्मदीपमतिति शतं तमोऽन्धम् संसायिणां करुणया अह पुराणगुह्यम् तं व्यास सुनमुपयामि गुरु मुनीनां यच्चानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् आध्यात्मदीपमतिति शतं तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणया अह पुराणगुह्यम् तं व्यास सुनुमुपयामि गुरु मुनीनां यच्चानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् आध्यात्मदीपमतिति शतं तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणया अह पुराणगुह्यम् तं व्यास सुनुमुपयामि गुरु मुनीनां आध्यात्मदीपमतिति शतं तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणया तं व्यास सुनुमुपयामि गुरु मुनीना यस्यानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् आध्यात्मदीपमतिति शतं तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यम् तं व्यास सुनुमुपयामि गुरु मुनीना यस्यानुभावमखिल श्रुतिसारमेकम् आध्यात्मदीपमतिति शतं तमोऽन्धम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यम् तं व्यास सुनुमुपयामि गुरु मुनीना।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस ऋषि भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद।
यह ही हू स्व अनुभावम सेल्फ असिमिलेटेड एक्सपीरियंस्ड अखिल ऑल अराउंड श्रुति दि वेदस सारम क्रीम एकम दि ओनली वन Adhyatma, Transcendental, Deepam, Touchlight, Ati Titishata, Desiring to Overcome, Tama Andham, Deeply Dark Material Existence, Sansarinam, of the Materialistic Man, Karunaya, Out of Kajalis Mercy, Aho, Shed, Purana, Supplement to the Vedas, Guhyam, Very Confidential, Tam, Unto Him, Vyasa Sunam, the son of Vyasadev, Upayami, let me offer my obeisances, Gurum, the spiritual master, Munina, of the great sages. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto him, Sukha, the spiritual master of all sages, the son of Vyasadev, who, out of great compassion for those gross materialists who struggle to cross over the darkest regions of material existence, spoke this most confidential supplement to the cream of Vedic knowledge, after having personally assimilated it by experience. Purport. In this prayer, Srila Suta Goswami practically summarizes the complete introduction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary, supplementary commentary on the Vedanta Sutras. The Vedanta Sutras or the Brahma Sutras were compiled by Vyasadev with a view to presenting just the cream of Vedic knowledge. Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural commentary on the screen. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was a thoroughly realized master on the Vedanta Sutra, and consequently he also personally realized this commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam, and just to show his boundless mercy upon bewildered materialistic men who want to cross completely over nescience, he recited for the first time this confidential knowledge. There is no point in arguing that a materialistic man can be happy. No materialistic creature, be he the great Brahma or an insignificant ant, can be happy. Everyone tries to make a permanent plan for happiness, but everyone is baffled by the laws of material nature. Therefore, the materialistic world is called the darkest region of God's creation. Yet the unhappy materialist can get out of it simply by desiring to get out. Unfortunately, they are so foolish that they do not want to escape. Therefore, they are compared to the camel or who releases thorny twigs because he likes the taste of the twigs mixed with blood. He does not realize that it is his own blood and that his tongue is being caught by the thorns. Similarly, to the materialistic, his own blood is as sweet as honey, and although he is always harassed by his own material creations, he does not wish to escape. Such materialists are called karmis. Out of hundreds of thousands of karmis, only a few may feel tired of material engagement and desire to get out of the labyrinth. Such intelligent persons are called jnanis. The Vedanta Sutra is directed to such jnanis, but Srila Vyasadev, being the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, could foresee the misuse of the Vedanta Sutra by the unscrupulous men, and therefore he personally supplemented the Vedanta Sutra with the Bhagavata Purana. It is clearly said that this Bhagavatam is the original commentary on the Brahma Sutra. Srila Vyasadev also instructed the Bhagavatam to his own son, Srila Sukadeva Goswami, who was already at the liberated stage of transcendence. Srila Sukadeva realized it personally and then explained it. By the mercy of Srila Sukadeva, the Bhagavata Vedanta Sutra is available for all those sincere souls who want to get out of material existence. Srimad Bhagavatam is the one unrivaled commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Shiva Shankaracharya intentionally did not touch it because he knew that the natural commentary would be difficult for him to surpass. He wrote his Sharirika Bhashya and his so-called followers deprecated the Bhagavatam as some new presentation. One should not be misled by such propaganda directed against the Bhagavatam by the Mayavada school. From this introductory sloka, the beginning students should know that Srimad Bhagavatam is the only transcendental literature meant for those who are Paramahansas and completely free from the material disease called Malish. The Mayavadis are envious of the personality of Godhead, despite Sripad Shankaracharya's admission that Narayan, the personality of Godhead, is above the material creation. The envious Mayavadi cannot have access to the Bhagavatam, but those who are really anxious to get out of this material existence may take shelter of this Bhagavatam, because it is uttered by the liberated Srila Sukadeva Goswami. It is the transcendental torchlight by which one can see perfectly the transcendental absolute truth realized as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Bhitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Bhitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinavandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavano Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mokam Karoti Vachalam Pagnam Langhayati Gri Yat Krupa Tamahan Vandeshi Guru Dinakar Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something meaningful. This verse is very high because this word so anubhavam, that word is very difficult for me to sit here and speak. But I will do as a service. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. So this verse is speaking about the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here, Sruta Goswami is praying to his Guru Sukadeva Goswami so that he can compassionate on him and he will repeat the Srimad Bhagavatam, what he had heard from his spiritual master. So in this verse, there are five qualities of Srimad Bhagavatam is explained and three qualities of Sukadeva Goswami. So, five qualities of Srimad Bhagavatam are Swanubhava. We'll discuss all these words, word by word. Second is Akhila Suti Saram, that is Ekam, Adhyatma Deepam, and Purana Guhyam. Three qualities of Sukadeva Goswami are Sansarinam Karunaya, Vyasa Sunum, and Guru Munina. When Parikshit Maharaj is starting giving Bhagavatam class, he sees Sruta Goswami sitting in front of him at the back. He calls Sruta Goswami to sit in front of him, because in 12th canto it is mentioned that Sruta Goswami is going to continue the legacy. That's right. So we'll discuss about this word Swanubhava. So I was hearing Prabhupada's class on this lecture verse. Prabhupada is telling about this. This is the qualification of the spiritual master, Swanubhava. The spiritual master should assimilate this Bhagavatam and convince of the presence of the Lord in everywhere and everything. Then only he should speak Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada is mentioning that we should not hear from the professional Bhagavat reciters. If we will hear from them, that Bhagavatam will not transform our hearts. Because Srila Rupa Goswami says that Avaishnava Mukhadginam Putam Harikatha Amrutam Savanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpa Uchista Jathapayo. So one should not hear Krishna Katha from the Avaishnavas. Who is not a Vaishnava, we should not hear Krishna Katha. Because these people, they sometimes do Krishna Katha just to earn some money to maintain their family life. So from this kind of disciples, we should not hear Bhagavatam. So it is compared that the milk is very sweet. Like Krishna Katha is very sweet. Krishna's pastimes are very sweet. Milk is also very sweet. When we drink milk, that the milk nourishes our body and gives our intelligence also. But when that milk is being touched by the snake, it kills a person when we drink that. Similarly, this Krishna Katha is very pure, but when it is coming from the mouth of the Avaishnava, that contaminates our consciousness. So that's why Swarup Damodar Goswami, the secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when one Bengali poet comes to show something what he had written, so Swarup Damodar Goswami, he checks that. And he is not happy with that poetry. And he said that Jaha Bhagavata Padha Vaishnava Rasane Ekantaka Asraya Kari Chaitanya Charane Jaha Bhagavata Padha Vaishnava Rasane. If you want to hear Bhagavatam and study Bhagavatam, then you should study under a pure Vaishnava. Ekantaka Asraya Kari Chaitanya Charane. If you take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, then only you will be able to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here Sukadeva Goswami, after taking bath, he goes to the forest because he was a Brahmavadi. Brahmabhuta, Prasannatma, Nasochati, Nakankhati. He was in the Brahman state. He had no hankering and no lamenting. But he had that experience that he could see the Lord, presence of the Lord in the form of Paramatma in everywhere and every field. In everything. He had that understanding that everything belongs to Krishna and nothing belongs to me. But for a karmi, he thinks that everything is for my enjoyment. That is the difference between a Brahmavadi and a karmi. So that's why Saunaka asked Sutta Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami was an Atmara. He was a self-satisfied devotee. But why he took so much pain to go through the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is having thousands of verses, 18,000 verses, so much time it took. Why he took so much that pain? Like, for example, if somebody is not hungry, why he will go the pain of cutting the vegetables, cooking the vegetables, and washing the vessels? No need. Similarly, here, Sukadeva Goswami was not, he had no material desire. He was fully satisfied. Nothing could attract him. But why he was so much attracted that he went through the study of Srimad Bhagavatam? So, Sutta Goswami said that, Na Atma Ramasya Munaya, Nigrantha Api Urukame, Kurvanti Ahaitupi Bhakti, Ittam Bhuta Gunahari. Atma Ramasya Munaya, Nigrantha Api Urukame. Although he is an Atma Rama, still the munis who are self-satisfied, still they are attracted towards the beautiful pastimes of the Lord, because the beautiful qualities of the Lord attract them. So when Sukadeva Goswami was in the forest, Vyasadeva was thinking how to attract Sukadeva Goswami and bring him so that he can study Srimad Bhagavatam and he will also preach Srimad Bhagavatam. So he preached to his disciples, Vyasadeva, and sent his disciples, you go and recite the Srimad Bhagavatam in front of Sukadeva Goswami. And his disciples, they go and recite Srimad Bhagavatam in front of Sukadeva Goswami. So two verses, the glories of the Lord attracted Sukadeva Goswami. That is the Aho Vakiyam Sthanakala Kutam Jigham Sayaya Piyasadvi. That Vakki demon, she came to kill Krishna, but Krishna was so
compassionate on her that he gave her the post of a mother. Then the other verse is varaha pidam natavaravapu kannayokannikaram vibhradvasam kanaka kapisam vaijayanti cha malyam gandhan venun adharasudhaya apurayan gopavrunde vrindaranyam shupadaramyanam pravishad gita kirti. These two verses attracted Shukada Goswami so that he came back to his father and he learned Srimad Bhagavatam from his father. So, thing is that, again, Sutta Goswami and Saunagadi, they are asking, Saunagadi says that they are asking, that Sukadeva Goswami, he had no time to, one verse is coming out, Sago Dohana Matram hi Gruheshu Gruhome Dhinam Avekhetatam Mahabhaga Tirthikurvastad Ashrayam Ashramam. Sago dohana matram hi gruhesu gruhamedhina. If you will wait in front of a gruhastha, that much time, how much time? Radha Govinda Maharaj was telling that you will wait that this much palmful of milk. It takes hardly few minutes to milk that much of milk. And after that, he will drink that milk and leave. And he will never wait more than that much time. But how he gets so much time that he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam for continuously for 7 days? That is the realization of Srimad Bhagavatam of Sukadeva Goswami. That is the experience of Bhagavatam of Sukadeva Goswami. Even Sukadeva Goswami in second canto, he says that Parinishthita api nairgunne uttama shloka lilaya gruhita cheta rajase akhyanam yad adhitavan. This is the statement by Sukadeva Goswami himself. He is telling, now Parinishthita api nairgunne, although I was fully realized, I was beyond the three modes of material nature, but the lila of Uttama Shloka, that attracted my heart. That's why, adhi akhyanam yad adhitavan, I went through the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's what happened to him. Now, harer guno akhiptamati, his mind was fully attached to Krishna. So Chakravarti Pad said that, here one of the meaning of Anubhav is the prabhava of Sukadeva Goswami. Because when Parikshit Maharaj took the shelter of Mother Ganges and all the sages, they get on WhatsApp message and everybody came there. And in that condition, Vyasadeva writes the word Yadru Chaya. Sukadeva Goswami, he comes to that place according to his own desire. So while coming, Paramatma inspired him, and while coming, so seeing the beautiful form of Sukadeva Goswami, and Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami was like, by bodily appearance, he was like Krishna only. He looks like Krishna. So seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, Sukadeva Goswami, many women, they are attracted towards him. Even the children, boys, village children. And they are making fun of them. And mothers are telling, asking him, hey, how merciless is your parents? They don't care for you. You are such a nice boy. And they, some are asking, what is the name of your father? Somebody is asking, what is the name of your mother? But Sukadeva Goswami is, he was a mauni, means monist. They are not speaking anything only. And some are making, these children, they are throwing some stones. So after some time, when Sukadeva Goswami entered in that assembly, and all the sages just stood up. And when all the sages stood up, all the women and the children, they understood the prabhava of Sukadeva Goswami, influence of Sukadeva Goswami. So that is the understanding of, that is the experience of Sukadeva Goswami. So the next word is akhila. Akhila means all. Shruti. Shruti means, this is called, this the knowledge which we should understand only by hearing. Not by reading or by mental speculation. That's why it is called Shrutis. With Vedas and Upanishad, they are called as Shrutis. So, yes, this Shruti is like that. Even illiterate person, they can also understand by hearing. So, this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is Shruti Saram Ekam. Akhila Shruti Saram. Saram is essence. Like the milk is the essence of the cow. Like this Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all knowledge, essence of all the Vedas. And Ekam, he used the word Ekam. Ekam means only Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all the scriptures, nothing else. No Shastra can be compared to the Shastra, Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Adhyatma Deepam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is compared as Adhyatma Deepam. This is transcendental torchlight by which we can see ourselves as Atma and the presence of the Lord as Paramatma in everywhere, in every place. And for whom this Srimad Bhagavatam is required? For whom it is meant for? This Srimad Bhagavatam is not meant for the street boys. Prabhupada writes in his, Prabhupada speaks in his class in this verse. This Srimad Bhagavatam is not for street boys or mental speculators, but this is meant for the intelligent class of people. So, for whom this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for? Now, who wants to cross this ocean of Tamo Andham? This is called as Tamo Andham. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj also called as this sansara as Gruha Andhakupa. Andhakupa means deep dark well. So, if you can find some deep dark well in the paddy fields or in the forest, in the rainy season, this well is well covered with the grasses, so that nothing is visible from outside. But unfortunately, if somebody falls into that well, it's very, it's not possible to come out of that well. So, this is also called Tamo Andham. So, Prabhupada is telling that this universe can be compared with the coconut shell. Coconut shell means there is coconut inside, outside there is shell, and there is water in the coconut. And if you compare with that the universe, similarly the universe has a covering, and universe has the Garbhodaka Ocean, half filled, and in that Garbhodaka Ocean, Lord Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is sleeping, and from that, lotus is coming. And there is darkness, total darkness in the inside the coconut. And there is light outside the coconut. Similarly, this universe is full of darkness and outside this universe there is light. But by the mercy of the Lord, there is the presence of sunlight, moonlight and the electricity. Because of that, we are able to see something. But without the mercy of the Lord, this world is also Tamo Andham. Full of darkness. The other meaning is that this is ignorance, full of ignorance. So, if somebody is like that, this Shastra says that Tamasama Jyotirgamaya. If somebody is in the darkness, he should come out and go to the light. For example, when a train is moving through a tunnel, some people they shout. But if you switch up all the lights in that condition, and that tunnel will continue for 10-15 minutes. What will happen for the condition, what will happen to the condition of the people? Some of them will die. Because nobody wants to remain in darkness. So, why we are kept in this darkness? Now, because we have defied the laws of the God. Like, if we defy the laws of the government, then government will put us in the bars. Sometimes if our criminal activities are very severe, they will put us in a small room, 5 feet, 4 foot room, where you cannot sleep also, and that room is also full of darkness. In that condition, you will not be able to remain there for more than half an hour, 1 hour, like that. So, because, so that you will be able to understand and come out of that. Here also, the purpose of this material world is for Krishna is like that only. But we are unable to understand this. So, in the ships, while I was working, so many times I see, many times, at least twice and thrice in a year, they conduct this escape drill. Because whenever there is an emergency, then how you will come out of the ship? Suppose there is a total power failure. So there is no light at all. And you are in the machinery compartment. How will you be able to come out of that ship? So for that, they sometimes conduct this escape drill. So during that time, they will keep 2-3 smoke bombs throughout the ship, so that the ship will be filled with dense smoke, full smoke, full. and nothing is visible, and total there will be total power failure. No light will work in that concept. And you have to enter all the six stars, have to enter at one end and come out of the other end. And since that hallway is also not a straight path, there are many openings, there will be many openings, there will be many trunkings. So you should not fall in anything and you should come out at the end. Why this is performed? Why they have kept this? Because when there is an emergency comes, you will be able to save yourself. So that's why nobody wants to remain in this darkness. Even, for example, few days before Partha's department, they were changing the lights. Because few years before we had changed the LED lights. Now we started to repair the lights. But people know that everybody wants light. Lighting everybody. Nobody wants to remain in the darkness. So that's what they do. They will change the technology within every 3 months, 6 months. So that if you are having some problem, you have to change it. You have to buy again, purchase again. There is no need of repair and other things. So titishatam. Titishatam means tartum ichatam titishatam. Means if somebody wants to, desires to come out of that is called titishatam. Ati titishatam means ati tatum tartum ichatam. Who wants to cross this material ocean very easily. That is called ati titishatam. For example, kisi ko agar bhook hai, to kya karega? Thoda khana khane ke liye कोशिश करेगा और इफ आई हैव टू कुक देन देयर इज नो नीड थोड़ा एडजस्ट कर लेता हूं बट इफ इज अति भूखा वेरी हंग्री देन ही हैज नो अदर ऑप्शन ऐसा अगर किसी इफ समबडी इज वेरी वेरी स्ट्रांग हैज सम स्ट्रांग डिजायर टू कम आउट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड गो आउट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड देन व्हाट विल डू विल फॉलो दिस श्रीमद भागवतम बट इफ इज ओके चलता है क्या फर्क पड़ता है और थोड़ा नेक्स्ट जन्म में देख लेंगे कोशिश कर लेंगे ऐसा होता है सो So, why he spoke this? For whom he spoke this Srimad Bhagavatam? Na sansarinam karunaya. To become compassionate on these people of sansara. Sansara means, in the sansara people are perpetually wandering in various forms of life. Sometimes demigods, sometimes human beings, sometimes animals. And they do not want to come out of that sansara. So, Sukadeva Goswami is thinking, I will be compassionate on them and give the Srimad Bhagavatam so that they will be able to come out of this ignorance. So what is real compassion? Real compassion is raising one from material platform to spiritual platform. That is like elevating one's consciousness rather than degrading one's consciousness. That is real compassion. For example, the other one is called misplaced compassion. Like Dhritarashtra's compassion for his son Duryodhan. That was misplaced compassion. Instead of elevating his consciousness, he degraded his consciousness. But Vidura's consciousness, compassion for Dhritarashtra was real compassion. Because he elevated his consciousness. So actually it's impossible to improve one's material condition because our material condition is because of our karma. So for example, in Odisha, for the poor people they give BPL rice, below poverty line. That rice costs only one rupee per kilo. So, but what these people do? They will sell those rice and purchase alcohol and drink. This is the condition. And some of these people, those who are getting the BPL rice, if you really search their home, there will be ACs in their home. This is the condition. And government doesn't know who is in below poverty line. Like in Bangalore, there are the people who are staying in Jhopadpatti. So government thought that will elevate them and give them quarters. These people, they acquire their quarters and they gave their quarters on rent. And again they went to Jhopadpatti. Because their nature is, that is their karma. They cannot stay in higher condition, higher status.
So we cannot change the material condition of the people. Like for example, once upon a time one mother, she is not giving pakodas to her child. Then daughter is telling that, see brother, mother is not compassionate. I am very, very compassionate upon you. I will give you pakodas. During that time, mother comes. The mother chastises. You know why I was not giving pakodas to him? Because he is having jaundice. If you give him pakoda, then what will happen? So that is the consciousness of the social workers. Social workers, they do not know how to be compassionate of the others. They think that we are the controller. That's why they want their name and fame. That's why they give some things to get name and fame. But that is not the real compassion. By that, they cannot interfere in the karma of a person. Like in Bhagavatam 11th canto, it is mentioned that even the devatas, they cannot interfere in our karma. Only sadhus, they can interfere in our karma. So what is real compassion? The real compassion is like sansaridam karunaya aham. Like here, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. I can remember one story. Once Ramanuja Acharya, he wanted initiation from Goshtipunda. So he approached Goshtipunda. But he was refused by Goshtipunda. After few months, again he approached Goshtipunda. But Goshtipunda again refused it. It continued for 18 times. After that, Ramanuja Acharya thinking that maybe I am not qualified to get initiation from you. Maybe I am not beyond three modes of nature. Maybe my heart is not pure. That's why he started crying like anything. And seeing his condition, all the devotees, they went to Goshtipunna and told to Goshtipunna, see, this is the condition of Ramanuja Acharya. You please give diksha to him. Then next time when Ramanuja Acharya approached Goshtipunna, then Goshtipunna is telling that, yes, now you are qualified that I will give you this initiation. I will give you secret mantras. And if you chant this mantra, you will feel ecstasy. And after giving up this body, you will go to the spiritual world. Except you, nobody is qualified to accept this mantra. That's why I am giving this mantra to you. You do not tell this mantra to, do not give this mantra to anyone else. Then Ramanuja Acharya accepted that mantra. He comes back with his two disciples, Dasarathi and Kures. But after coming from the Guru, while he was chanting the holy name, he was having ecstasy in his heart. He was feeling so much ecstasy that he was thinking, I will remove the distress of the people of this world. So while thinking like this, he saw the people of his village, Thirukottiyar, in that village, and he invites everybody. All of you come to the Vishnu temple. I am having a secret thing, and if you accept that thing, then all of your miseries will go away. You will feel ecstasy, and after giving up this body, you will go to the spiritual world. So, hearing from Ramanuja Acharya, all the village people, all these women, children, people, everybody came. Somebody thinking that I will get a diamond jewel, somebody thinking that I will get some golden necklace. Like that. But everybody, when they came, so Ramanuja Acharya, he climbed up on a tower and he started. See, I am giving you a secret mantra. All of you chant after me. If you chant this mantra, all of your miseries will go away. And Ramanuja Acharya chanted that mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. And everybody repeated that mantra. It continued for three times. So all the people, they felt like anything. They felt also ecstasy. All their miseries went away. And all of them, they offered obeisances to Ramanuja Acharya. And Ramanuja Acharya, he came down from the tower and went to meet his guru, Goshtipunna. Till that time, this message reached to Goshtipunna that Ramanuja Acharya has spreaded this message, has given this mantra to everybody. And Goshtipunna is telling that you are not a trust of this disciple. Go away from here. I don't want to see your face. You are going to hell.
then Ramanuja Acharya, he offers obeisances and tells that actually when you told me that whoever will chant this mantra will go to the spiritual world, all their miseries will go away. So sing this sansarinam karunaya aho. I wanted to give this mantra to them so that all of their miseries will go away. And for me, it's not the problem. For me, if me being going to hell and many people are really getting delivered, then it's better. So hearing that, Gostipunna offered obeisances to Ramanuja Acharya. And he tells that, from today onwards, I am your disciple. So similarly, in Srimad Bhagavatam third canto, when what comes?
Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Daivat Adharmasilasya Sudukhitasya Anugrahaya Yacharanti Nuna Bhagyani Bhutani Janardanasya.
Janasya Krishna Vimukhasya Daivat. When people, they have turned out their face from Krishna, Adharmasya, they engage in Adharma. And what is the result of Adharma? Sudukhitasya. They are in misery. They are in distress. Now, anugraha yaha charantinuna. To become compassionate upon them for the sansaris. Now, anugraha yaha charantinuna. Bhavyani bhutani janardanasya. The associates, the devotees of the Lord, that move here and there to share this knowledge to them so that their difficulties will go away and they will go to the spiritual world. Even if you see the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, he went through so many problems. He gave up his own life, family life, and he started writing Bhagavatam, staying in Vrindavan, and he started preaching also, started distributing Bhagavatam himself. Once upon a time, while he was distributing Back to Godhead magazines in Delhi, he had sunstroke. For what? Na sansarinam karunaya. He just wanted to give this Krishna message to others. While he was going to, he thought that if I'll give this Srimad Bhagavatam to the Western people, their heart will be transformed. So, while going, he's telling to others that he left Vrindavan at the age of 70 and going to West. And he's telling that people that I am not going to West, but Srimad Bhagavatam is going to West. While going on the way, he had two heart attacks. Seasickness. You know, India, Bay of Bengal is the worst sea. Because during seasickness, during this monsoon, there is heavy rolling and pitching. I know that the ship, sometimes it rolls and pitches in such a way that it's very difficult to sustain that condition. Many people, they give up their body. So I was very new in the ship, hardly 1 month. It was the case of 2001 August. Hardly one or two sailing I had done, 2-3 days. And this is the monsoon sailing, biggest monsoon sailing I was going. And in the midnight, it was Amavasya Tithi, midnight, near about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And there was one announcement made. Clear lower deck. All the people has to come to the hello deck. So I was sleeping. And during that time, one announcement is made that all the engine sailors to come to the machinery control room. So I went to the machinery control room. And I came to know that there is a big fire in boiler room, turbo alternator, generator. That is not a small generator. That generator can give supply to the one part of Mumbai, like that, 750 kilowatt. And the fire was in the generator cable. And almost 38 people, they are trying to extinguish the fire. And order came from the bridge captain that you shut down everything. And then everything was shut down. And ship was totally totally dark. Nothing is visible. And during that time, it was a monsoon. Heavy rain. And rolling ship was rolling like anything. It was hardly 1 feet or 2 feet. It's very difficult to walk on this. So I could understand, I was thinking,
why I have come here, what is the purpose of me. So I can think, imagine, at the age of 70, he was going through this sick, such severe sickness, for what purpose? Sansarinam karunaya. So next verse is Purana Guhyam. This Srimad Bhagavatam is Purana. Guhyam means confidential. Means we cannot understand the Srimad Bhagavatam by reciting, just by remembering the slokas, or reading by mental speculation. No. This can be possible only by the mercy of the devotees and mercy of the Lord. Confidential. That's why Krishna said that Naham Prakasa Sarvasa. I am not revealed to everyone. Yoga Maya Samaprata. I am covered by Yoga Maya. See, similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is like Mohini Murti. It gives the nectar to the devotees and it gives the poison to the non-devotees. If somebody wants to try to understand Srimad Bhagavatam without devotion, then he will not get the understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. So then in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second verse, it is mentioned that now, dharma prajayita kaitava, means this Srimad Bhagavatam kicks away all pretending dharmas. So that's why this Srimad Bhagavatam is Purana Guhyam. There is the place for only for Lord Vishnu, nothing for else, no one else, like demigods, no goddess Kali. In other scriptures, other Puranas, there is Tamasik Puran, Rajasik Puran, and Satvik Puran. In Tamasik Puran, they worship goddess Kali. In Rajasik Puran, they worship the demigods, Chandra, Indra, Varuna. But in Srimad Bhagavatam and Satvik Puranas, we worship only Vishnu. That's why this is called Guhyam. Then Vyasa Sunam means son of Vyasadeva, like Nanda Sunam, son of Nanda Maharaj, Vyasa Sunam. Upaya means here he is offering obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami. Sutadeva Goswami is offering obeisances to Shukadeva Goswami. Guru Muninam. So here Shukadeva Goswami is becoming the spiritual master of all the sages. So how it is that even Chakravarti Pad writes here that he became the spiritual master of all the sages, including Narada Muni and Vyasadeva. How it is that Shukadeva Goswami became the guru of his father and father's guru? So here it is mentioned that when he approached the assembly, all the sages stood up to give respect to Shukadeva Goswami. Even Narada Muni and Vyasadeva stood up. So that's why he is Guru or Muni now. Okay. So one thing in that, when he was giving the talk, the say, Karma Yogis were there, the Jnana Yogis were there, Ashtanga Yogis there, Bhakti Yogis there, everybody was there. But nobody argued. That means he is Guru or Muni now. Even ki Narada Muni is glorifying Prahlad Maharaj in Swarga. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifying Srila Haridas Thakur. Similarly here Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, Andali, all these sages glorifying Shukadeva Goswami. Wah, kya bolta hai? Sadhu, sadhu. Well done, well done. Very good, very good. Uska matlab kya hai? Guru Muni na. So, after assimilating what Shukadeva Goswami did, after experiencing a realizing Srimad Bhagavatam, because here you can see, Shukadeva Goswami, while he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that Sansarinam Karunaya. Before this also, Srimad Bhagavatam was also discussed many times. Uddhava was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to the queens of Krishna. Narada Muni, Brahmaji is speaking to Narada Muni. But during that time, it is not mentioned that Sansarinam Karunaya. That was not for everybody. That was only for the devotees. But here, Shukadeva Goswami, because of his realization of Srimad Bhagavatam. So after realizing or assimilating Srimad Bhagavatam, what Shukadeva Goswami did? Now he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. First he heard from his spiritual master. Then he started distributing this knowledge to others. That is called preaching. So this preaching is not possible without Guru Krupa and Nityananda Prabhu's Krupa. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jagata vichare kichu nahi paai, tomara karuna sara. Karuna na hoile, kandiya kandiya, prana na rakhivo ara. Jagyata vichare kichu nahi paai, tomara karuna. I do not have any qualification. Tomara karuna, only your mercy is my qualification. So that is the qualification. When we will get the mercy of the Guru and the Vaishnavas, then we will get realization. We do not have any qualification. That's why we need grace marks. For example, when I was in class 7, I was in Gurukul, staying in my teacher's Gurukul, 6-7 kilometers away from my home. So sometimes I used to massage my guru, sometimes I used to clean his cycle. So, once upon a time he was checking my paper. Normally he was teaching us mathematics and science. And the other teacher who was teaching us mother language and history, he was not available. So, our teacher was, that Gurukul teacher was checking the history paper. And I am very poor in history. And while massaging, I was massaging his body and he was checking his my paper. During that time he saw that I have hardly 15-20 marks out of 50 marks. He told me, why you have not written anything? I do not like to read history. So he gave me 42 marks. That is called grace mark. So we are similarly, we do not have any qualification. When we serve the guru, when we serve the devotees, they will give us some grace mark. By that grace mark, we can go to the spiritual mark, world. And that grace mark, that guru, from where he is getting the mercy, now he is getting the mercy from Nityananda Prabhu. He is the carrier of mercy. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, I will stop here in this after this verse. Very nice verse it is quoted by, Krishna himself is quoting this verse. Santo jishyanti chakshumsi bahirarka samupasthitaha devata vandhava santa santo atma aham evacha. Translation. My devotees bestow divine eyes, whereas the sun allows only external sight, and that only when it is risen in the sky. My devotees are once real worshipable deities and real family. They are one's own self and ultimately they are non-different from me. Hare Krishna. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.